This story that we're here to talk about today is quite close to your heart, then.
Absolutely. As a trustee for the Association of Lawyers for Animal Welfare, as well as a member of the borough, and as someone who has a practice in crime, this is something that has become very apparent to me.
Okay, so we're here today to talk primarily about the Croydon cat ripper. Can you just give us a little brief history on what's happened for those who aren't aware?
No, absolutely. So this individual or group of individuals, because I don't think it's yet known as to whether or not it's a team that's working, a group, but effectively this has been going on for about 2 years. Primarily cats have been found, their bodies have been found mainly decapitated and with their tails missing. And it appears that either a machete or some kind of cleaver is being used. That dates back about 2 years, and over the past few months the matter has escalated to now include puppies, rabbits and foxes as well, which is very worrying because these are not just domestic animals now. We're also dealing with foxes that naturally won't approach humans. Puppies, cats and rabbits obviously usually will have a human or will have an owner, and I think the matter's escalating now. They're domesticated animals, they'll have owners, they'll be used to humans. I think that's what makes this matter even more worrying, that these animals are used to being around humans. They may be very friendly, they'll approach humans with a sense of trust because that's what their home life is. And they've obviously been approached by these individuals, or the individual, we don't yet know, with a sense of trust because that's what they're used to.
What is the main bit of advice?
Stay vigilant, which I think is something that the borough is very alive to. I know that leaflets are being put through the front doors of residents within the Sutton Borough as well. Be vigilant, obviously, in the advice that's being given by authorities and other animal charities are to keep your animals in at night, which for cat owners I know can be particularly difficult if they are outdoor cats. They like to roam freely, but that's the advice that's being given, to keep your animals in overnight if possible.
You said about 2 years, that he or she, we don't know, it might be a group of people, has been kind of striking for.
Yes.
Could this possibly escalate onto further things?
That's another concern, and that's something that I'm sure is in the minds of members of the community in Croydon, surrounding areas in Sutton as well, in Merton. It's something that will be at the forefront of their minds because these are their pets that are going missing. So obviously, if anyone has ever had a missing pet, they will go out and patrol the area to see if they can find their missing cat or dog. And the fact is that if this individual or group of individuals is caught midway through the act, it could be extremely dangerous to whoever finds them. And the concern is if this individual, again, or group of individuals are able to conduct themselves in such a manner where they're able to slaughter the animals in this way, I would have significant concerns for any individual that found this person or people undertaking that act.
So the cat ripper hasn't been caught yet, obviously, which is why we're talking today.
Yeah.
But why do you think that is after a couple of years?
I think it's just the case that investigations are moving forward. I know the Metropolitan Police have shown a real interest in trying to find, as I say, individual group of individuals. And also I think it's the fact that communities are also coming together to, as pet owners and animal lovers, they're coming together to help each other when animals go missing. And they've become extremely concerned that their animals are turning up in this state. So it's become very much a community issue. And as far as I've been given to understand, it's now a national issue. It was on national news as well. So it's something that is at the forefront of many people's minds.
There's a reward.
Yes, Peter have offered a reward at the beginning of this month. It was at £5,000, I think, and they have put up notices asking anyone that knows anything to come forward. Obviously, the reward is there for anyone that can help in securing a conviction against this group of people or person.
It was £2,000.
Yes.
At the end of last year, wasn't
it? Yes, it was. In the autumn, I think it was approximately £2,000. And now, as more money has been able to be pulled together, Peter have offered £5,000 for anyone that can assist or anyone that knows anything that will eventually secure a conviction against the cat ripper.
This person's been in Croydon, Sutton, now possibly something's happened in Tooting. Do you roughly know the kind of area where they might be from, or are they just kind of striking in random areas?
No, I think it's frightening as well that these attacks have been happening across the whole borough of Croydon. So as we all know, Croydon is a huge borough. It spans from Purley, which is obviously the Surrey end, all the way up to Norwood, and that's almost to the Lewisham end. And there have been incidences, there have been reports at both ends of the borough, so it's really difficult to say exactly where the Cat Ripper resides because of the reach that they've had across the borough and the incidences that have been reported.
That must make it harder, actually, for the police to do their job.
Absolutely. I think it makes it harder to patrol. It makes it harder to be vigilant, and I think it makes it harder for the Met to undertake their job, which I'm sure they're doing to the best of their capabilities, trying to ensure that investigations are carried out. But it just makes it really difficult because we're not dealing with a localised area. It appears that we may just be dealing with one borough, but it's a very big borough, and it's across both sides of it.
People might be actually wondering, is there a potential sentence, or what kind of areas does this crime come under?
Well, I know that there has been discussion on forums as to what type of criminal offence typically these attacks would fall into. And I would say that it falls into one of three. If you're dealing with the possession of this cleaver or this machete, that would definitely be possession of a bladed article, which, as I'm sure your listeners are aware, is very much a politically a hot topic, the possession of bladed articles on the streets of London. And in regards to finding the animals in the state that they're in, that could legitimately be what's called a public order offence. So if an individual is caused harassment, alarm or distress, then there may be a basis to bring a charge under the public order legislation against the Cat Ripper. I think that would primarily be the two that you'd be looking at. Aside from that, you're looking at the obvious animal cruelty as well, which is a very serious offence. There's a possible custodial sentence, especially with the amount of incidences that there have been. There's actually magistrates court sentencing guidelines which assist magistrates courts in passing the penalties, and they're guided by those guidelines, and they would have an idea as to what sentence the Cat Ripper would be looking at. But I would say animal cruelty would definitely be at the forefront of their minds.
What makes the police believe actually that these crimes are linked?
I think it's more the case of the similarities in the way in which the bodies of the animals are found. That typically would be an indication that this is a repeat offender. This is someone that is striking across the whole borough. And this is someone that is repeating the actions that they're undertaking when it comes to these horrible, horrible incidences.
Can you just lastly say to our listeners, people of Croydon, maybe people elsewhere, who are you kind of appealing to give advice to about this?
Well, I think this is a subject that will touch a nerve for anyone that owns a pet. And I think the UK as a whole, we are very, very fond of our pets. We're great animal lovers. And I think it really will hit home to anyone that's ever lost a pet, even someone that has had pets pass away through illness or possibly through, unfortunately, being struck by cars. That loss of a pet, and some people deem them to be almost family members, I think it's very close to their hearts. In regards to those that need to remain vigilant, I would say certainly members of the community in Croydon, also those in the surrounding areas, so potentially Merton, Lewisham, heading further out, Sutton as well. I think it's very important just because there doesn't seem to be any particular area where the Cat Ripper is striking.
All right, thanks very much for talking to us today, Christina.
You're very welcome.